My name is Jim Bahoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. We've been taking a look at building a new house week by week. We've got land, a builder, an architect, and we're working on our design. Once we know where the house will be placed, we can start clearing the site if need be. If I'm building on a wooded site where trees need to come down, I'll start working on that while waiting for other pieces to come together. I can only do this in undeveloped areas, as a licensed arborist is required in developed areas. If the site allows me to drop the trees, I'll stack the brush to burn. You, of course, need to get a permit to burn. Felling trees should be approached with caution. Chainsaws are not to be treated lightly. If the site is difficult or in a developed area, a licensed arborist is a must. The project we're following along with is on such a site. The lot is tiny. At 40 feet by 40 feet, it's the size of a large area rug. It's in a heavily populated area with road frontage on two sides and, blessedly, nothing else built on the adjoining land. The lot poses another challenge with about 6 feet of elevation change over that 40-foot run. The challenges were outweighed by its great location in a vibrant and unique community and the waterfront a short 2 blocks away. The trees on the lot that needed to come down to make room for the house ranged up to about 80 feet. The arborists cut what they could from their bucket and climbed the ones out of reach. Given the tight nature of the lot, I had them chip the tops. They chipped directly into their truck and hauled the chips off site. In an attempt to keep costs down, I had them leave the trees on site cut into 4-foot lengths. I could then work up the wood on the ground and move it off site for firewood. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.